Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Covenant Journey is a life-changing opportunity for college-age students to go to Israel, the place of our birth of our faith, to learn about our faith, to be grounded more in our Christian faith and identity, and to learn about and fall in love with Israel. This is available for college-age students for only $500. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. The next trip is December 29 through January 7, 10 days on a life-changing experience. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, Liberty Counsel began what became Covenant Journey back in 2011. It began in February of 2011, and we've been working on it for a number of years since then. We launched the very first Covenant Journey trip at the end of 2014, beginning of 2015. We took six trips, 288 people, about 80 colleges and universities represented. And now we're taking the seventh trip, and this is Covenant Journey, where I serve also as president. It's a ministry that was founded and launched by and supported by Liberty Counsel. But it is Covenant Journey, and this Covenant Journey is for college-age students who are Christians, have leadership potential, and have some level of support or interest for Israel. It's a life-changing opportunity.
Well, and as you mentioned, Matt, college students selected for the tour pay only $500 registration fee. Everything else is covered by Covenant Journey, including flights from New York to Tel Aviv, hotels, three meals a day, a luxury bus, experienced tour guide, speakers, and all entrance fees. I mean, like you said, what an amazing, life-changing opportunity. And in speaking with a number of the students who have gone on this, the feedback that we always get is just tremendous. They literally, their lives are changed, and it gives them an entirely different perspective on their faith, on Israel, on kind of the political zeitgeist of what's happening over there in the Middle East and the hostilities that Israel faces on a daily basis, but also the hostilities that Israel has faced since time immemorial. I mean, this is an ongoing historical thing, and what an incredible opportunity to strengthen one's faith and strengthen one's knowledge of the history of the State of Israel.
Yeah, it's an amazing opportunity to go on one of these trips. These trips are too expensive for the average college student to be able to handle this, because you're going to be paying minimum of $3,500 up to $5,400 or so for a trip, depending upon your accommodations. And some of these costs that you'll see, there's a lot of other hidden fees. It may be one meal a day or two meals a day, or the hotels are lower class hotels. Covenant Journey includes the very top. It includes good hotels, three meals a day, very good accommodations, top-level expert guides that will be there. I will be on this December 29, December through January trip on this next one. And you can go to covenantjourney.org to sign up. That's covenantjourney.org or .com, either one. Covenant Journey has the website there. With the application, you fill it out, you pay the $500 registration fee at that moment, and then if you are accepted, the next thing is you just need to book a flight to get to New York. And besides that, if you're not accepted, then the $500 is returned. All the other expenses are underwritten by contributions through various Liberty Counsel sources, and all of that is completely paid. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Well, as former dean of Liberty University School of Law and someone who works with Child Evangelism Fellowship around the country, we are very passionate about reaching the next generation. That young generation is critically important. College-age students are going to be our next leaders. And one of the things we've seen in our college-age or millennial, if you will, age students is less grounding in their Christian faith. So sometimes, more frequently, as they move away from home and they go to college, they because they're less grounded in their Christian faith and identity, they walk away from church. They walk away from those faith roots, and they get bombarded by all of the other attacks of the secularist mindset on the college campuses. And they can easily be inundated by these ideologies. We want to be able to take college-age students who are Christians and strengthen their Christian faith and identity. That's the primary goal. We want to strengthen their Christian faith and identity. We also believe that while you're there and your faith is strengthened, you see ancient and modern Israel, that you'll come away in love with Israel and come back to the United States as an advocate, an ambassador, if you will, goodwill ambassador for Israel and the Jewish people. It's a natural consequence. But there's nothing like going to the actual places where the scriptures were written, where the prophets wrote, where they thundered their messages, where the kings ruled, where the disciples took the gospel, and where Jesus was born and where he lived and where he was crucified and rose again on the third day. All of that is in this small place of the world right there in the land of Israel.
Matt, I think the covenant journey trip also has import from a geopolitical standpoint. When you consider that tomorrow's leaders are today's college students, and when you consider that today's leadership here in the United States, at least under this Obama administration, and certainly with many anti-Semitic, anti-Israel liberals controlling the reins of government in Congress and elsewhere, America has largely, under this president, abandoned its historical support of the state of Israel and aligned itself, unfortunately, with the enemies of Israel, with the Palestinian Authority, Hamas, and these terrorist organizations. And it is so sad to see that, you know, the greatest democracy in the Middle East, where Muslims themselves are more free than in any Muslim country across the Middle East, to see this kind of hostility from the United States of America against the state of Israel and the Israeli government, well, that has to be reversed if Western civilization is going to survive. And the young people that attend this covenant journey trip, I believe and hope and pray that many of them will be our future leaders, which will reestablish that strong bond and relationship between America and the state of Israel, because as Scripture says, God will bless those who bless Israel.
That's exactly right. You know, the fact is that not only do these students on this covenant journey trip get a chance to see all these biblical historical sites, the Jordan River, to be baptized in the Jordan River, to go to the Garden Tomb, to go to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, to go to all of these major places, to go to Capernaum, where he spent most of his ministry and life, and Nazareth. All of these are included. But in addition to that, we also bring in modern Israel. So we bring in a real Holocaust survivor, business and technology, academia, national security, Islam, and the West, and Middle Eastern conflict and coexistence issues. So they get a chance to see all of this information. It is a tour and an experience like none other. And I encourage you to go to covenantjourney.org for more information.
Well, that's right. And you, it's the website is a new website, covenantjourney.org or covenantjourney.com. Either one will work. And right there on the front page is the registration form. You just click on register now. You can register for the trip. And as you mentioned, Matt, attendees pay only $500 for this amazing 10-day adventure.
Yeah, it's an amazing adventure. So we encourage you to go there. If you're a Christian college-age student or know someone who is, if they have leadership potential, or you have leadership potential, have some level of support for Israel, then you may be a candidate to go on this life-changing experience. Go to covenantjourney.org for more information. You can also call 407-875-1967. That's 407-875-1967. This is an experience like none other. We've taken students already in six trips from about 80-plus colleges and universities, from Christian colleges all over the country to Ivy League colleges such as Princeton and Columbia and Harvard and Yale and others as well. But there's from a variety of colleges, and all of them have one thing in common, that they're Christians, have leadership potential, and have some level of support for Israel. And they have one more thing in common when they return. They've had a life-changing experience that will impact them for the rest of their life. For more information, go to covenantjourney.org or call 407-875-1967. Covenant Journey is a ministry that was founded by Liberty Counsel to impact the future generation of our young people, our young men and women, to strengthen their Christian faith and identity. Again, go to covenantjourney.org for more information.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.